I want you to imagine that you're Jesus. You walk into town and a leper comes up to you. He's sick, pus-filled sores all over his body. His fingers and toes are rotting away. He asks you to heal him, and so you decide that you will. But how? How would you heal this leper? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and it's great to be with you again. Today, we're going to take a look at compassion from a different perspective. Back when I was finishing high school, it came to that bit where we had to apply for a different course of study at university. Now, I was blessed. I went to a great school and always managed to do fairly well academically. And so my mind turned to the sorts of courses that would give me the qualifications that would get me into a career where I could earn lots and lots and lots of money. That was my thinking back then when I was 18. And the three courses that I applied for were medicine to become a doctor, law to become a lawyer and subsequently a barrister, and I also applied for entry to the Royal Military College Duntroon, which is the Australian Army's Officer Training Academy, to study a degree in this emerging new field of information technology, IT, and then to become an army officer. Now, as it happens, I chose the last of those three, and that career path has served me well. That's another story. But I look back on the decisions I took back then when I was 18 years old. I mean, what did I know? I didn't know myself well enough. I didn't have the experience to make an informed decision. And what really, really scares me is that I almost chose to become a doctor. That is so scary. I can't stand the sight of blood. Every time I visit someone in hospital, I'm so glad to get out of that place. I mean, it's full of sick people, people with diseases and operations and infections and all sorts of stuff. And as much as I love people, friend, I tell you, I am simply not cut out to be a doctor. I'm just not. Back in Jesus' day, one of the worst of all diseases and sicknesses was leprosy. Now, I'm hoping in the next week or two, we're going to get to talk with someone who works among lepers in a poor and desperate place in the world right now. But leprosy back in the first century, it was a terrible disease without a cure. It started off with a numbness and then white patches on the skin, and eventually it could become so bad that you would lose fingers and toes and have open, weeping, pus-filled sores all over your skin. And instead of putting these people into hospitals and caring for them as best they could, given the state where medicine was in the first century AD, instead they ostracized them. They didn't get to live with their families in houses safe inside the city walls under the protection of the city like everyone else. They lived in leper colonies outside the walls of the city. They were completely cut off from their families and their friends and their work colleagues and their jobs. So one day you could be a high-ranking official or a scribe or a priest or a farmer or a successful businessman or a fisherman or whatever. And the moment those white patches appeared, you were out on your backside. Everyone you loved, gone. Your husband or your wife, gone. Your kids, gone. Everything you'd worked for, gone. Your career, gone. Your business, gone. The comforts of home, such as they were back then, gone. And when you came into town, you couldn't go anywhere near the rest of us. You'd have to shout out aloud, unclean, 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 and not come within 70 paces of another person. Now, just stop and think about what it meant to be a leper in first century Israel. Not just the sickness, but the complete loss of your whole life, of everything that mattered to you, and being booted out of town to live alone or with the other lepers in abject poverty. Have you got this picture? So one day Jesus wanders into town. Remember, last week and again this week, we're spending a day or two at the office with Jesus, just kind of wandering around, following him around through Luke's account in Luke's gospel. And what we've seen is that Jesus, well, he now has rock star, mega star status. People have figured out he's an amazing preacher. He preaches like no one else, with authority and power and relevance to everyday life. And also they've seen his miracles. You couldn't miss his miracles. Man, this guy was amazing. We better go and see for ourselves. We better go and take Aunt Martha and go down and see if he can heal her bad back. Come on, let's go. Let's chase down this Jesus. So the crowds are following him around. He's quite a celebrity. And he's up in Galilee. He's just met some of his disciples by the lake. And now he wanders into one of the cities and he meets a leper. Let's have a look. Luke chapter 5, beginning at verse 12. Once, when he was in one of the cities, there was a man covered with leprosy. When he saw Jesus, he bowed his face to the ground and begged him, "Lord, if you choose, you can make me clean." So Jesus stretched out his hand, touched the man and said, "I do choose, be made clean." Immediately the leprosy left him, and he ordered the man not to tell anyone. "Go," he said, "and show yourself to the priest, and, as Moses commanded, make an offering for your cleansing, for a testimony to them." But now more than ever, the word about Jesus spread abroad. Many crowds would gather to hear him and to be cured of their diseases. You can read it in Mark's Gospel 2, chapter 1. The first few times I read this story, I kind of skimmed over it pretty quickly. Oh, yeah, Jesus did another miracle. Ho-hum. That's just what Jesus did, miracles. But then I learned about what it meant to be a leper. And when I looked at this leper through the eyes of someone who was never in a million years called to be a doctor, this pitiful man with stinking, rotting flesh. See, Luke was a doctor, a physician in his day, and he chose his language very carefully and very precisely. Have a listen again to what he says about this man's leprosy in Luke chapter 5, verse 12. "There was a man covered with leprosy." Literally, in the original Greek, this man was full of leprosy. So, this wasn't early stages. This guy was covered in smelly, pus-filled, weeping sores. Possibly, he'd already lost some fingers and toes. He'd been sick and isolated and living outside the city for years. He comes to Jesus humbly, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean if you're willing." Humble faith. Jesus doesn't heal everyone. God heals through his love and his compassion, but also through his sovereign will. And Jesus is moved with compassion. He reaches out and does the one thing he should never have done. He touches the leper, the one thing this leper hadn't expected and hadn't experienced for, well, it seemed like a lifetime, the touch of another human being. And immediately he was healed. And instead of making some big show about it, instead of using this amazing healing in the PR machinery of brand Jesus, taking brand Jesus to market, taking photos, putting it in his newsletter, Jesus commands the man to tell nobody and to go and show himself to the priest as commanded in the Old Testament law, so that the priest could pronounce him clean, so that he could be reunited with his family, become part of the community again, go worship God on the Sabbath with everyone else again, go back to his job again, live in his home. Thing is, when Jesus heals, he heals the whole man, body, soul, and spirit. This is a complete healing. And of course, this wasn't something you'd keep under wraps. Word got out. More and more people flocked to Jesus. Friend, Jesus is in the healing business. I don't care what deep hurt you've been carrying around. Whatever. Does he heal every disease? No. But he is filled with compassion and reaches out and touches us, no matter how revolting we may appear to everyone else. And he does things in us and for us that no one else can do. You see, I am the leper. You are the leper. Our sin stinks up to heaven like those vile, pus-filled sores. And when we come to Jesus and say to him, "Lord, if you are willing," he is moved with compassion. He reaches out. He touches us. And life is never, ever the same again. Following Jesus isn't always such an easy thing to do. Sometimes we lose heart, and sometimes we're even tempted to give up. It's all just too hard. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called "Shouldn't It Be Easier Than This?" And it's full of life-changing, practical Bible teaching to help you absolutely thrive in a rich, dynamic, powerful relationship with Jesus. In fact, at the end of each chapter, there are some life application questions to help you think through and apply God's Word right into the realities of your life. To request your free copy, stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again the same time tomorrow with a different perspective.